In an area populated with 8 million people, it is surprising to see so much open space so close to the bay. A rich agricultural past, with some land still being farmed here today, has resulted in a unique opportunity to restore these lands back to wetland habitats. Much of the land to the north of Highway 37 and east of Skaggs Island is known as Napa-Sonoma Marshes. Now owned and managed by the California Department of Fish and Game as part of the larger Napa-Sonoma Marshes wildlife area, the land includes 10,000 acres of former Cargill salt evaporator ponds that were previously used for salt production. Tidal waters were brought into a series of evaporation ponds where they were concentrated into brine over a period of 5 years, eventually producing salt. In 1994, Cargill donated and sold this land to the state for permanent protection. Greg Green, regional biologist with Ducks Unlimited, has been involved in the restoration of Napa-Sonoma Marshes and discusses the value of the bay and its diverse habitats.
San Francisco Bay is highly recognized for its benefits to migratory birds as well as anadromous fish and native species. It's recognized as a Western Hemispherical Shorebird Network Reserve, which means that at any one time during the winter there could be more than 1 million shorebirds in San Francisco Bay. The North Bay is one of those areas where it's a huge contiguous block of wetland habitat. There's tidal wetlands, there's deep water wetlands, there's managed wetlands, there's seasonal wetlands, transitional grasslands, so it provides a whole gambit of habitat types that benefit that myriad of species that visit and live in the San Francisco Bay Area. In order to have the diversity of wildlife, you need to have the diversity of habitat types that are needed by that wildlife. So areas that consist of all of the various wetland types that the Bay Area can provide for these species just increases the benefits to them.
While all of the partners involved in the joint venture are committed to protecting the wetlands surrounding San Francisco Bay, the partnership is comprised of many different players, from private landowners and businesses such as PG&E, to nonprofits such as the National Audubon Society and Ducks Unlimited, to state and federal agencies. Their motivations for protection certainly vary, but their commitment is unified and summarized in a scientifically based implementation plan called Restoring the Estuary. The difference between U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, for example, and the California Department of Fish and Game is that while both agencies are in the business of protecting habitats for wildlife, state fish and game agencies hold public use and enjoyment of those protected lands as a priority. Indeed, there are many places to get out and enjoy Napa-Sonoma Marshes, most of which are best accessed by boat. Some are located further north from roads off Highway 121, but on the north side of Highway 37, there is a pull-off at Sonoma Creek. Larry Wyckoff, senior wildlife biologist with the Department of Fish and Game, hopes you take advantage of all the beauty around here.
The Napa-Sonoma Marshes Wildlife Area is bought and paid for by tax dollars, and as such, I really wish that the people who lived around here and drove by it every day and see it actually stop and enjoy what's there for them.